And you're welcome back to the second part of our discussion, looking ahead to the new SSE electricity season. And Declan, we spoke about the importance of Harps getting off to a good start in the new campaign. Ollie Horgan's preparations for the new season, the pre-season campaign, it's been only okay, I would suggest. He spent quite a bit of time trying to bring players into Finn Park, and on top of that then trying to organise matches during a period of bad weather. So I'm sure there have been more straightforward pre-seasons out there in years gone by. But in terms of the players that he has brought in, Declan, how has he done on that front?
Not too bad. There's one thing about Ollie, in fairness, he gives us everything and he works extremely hard. The problem we have with Finn Park would be you're sandwiched in between Derry and Sligo Rovers, and they're two full-time setups, so it's very, very difficult to attract players in. And there's no doubt Ollie's been fighting to get players in since probably they got promoted in November, so he's been in a lot of work. So happy enough with the quality. Obviously, like everybody else, you'd analyse it, we probably could do with a bit more quality, but every other team's the same. Your budget restricts what you can bring in, so obviously he would know the mathematics of that. But I mean, if you look at the quality, you bring in Richard Bruce, the goalkeeper, to fight with Kieran Gallagher, which is good. Kieran done very well last year, and obviously he's under a bit more pressure now with having Brushy there. Ryan Curran is a young lad who would be the son of Paul Curran, who played along with Felix for years, a good quality up in Derry. I played against him myself at Derry, Rising Kildrum Tigers. Good young player, great potential. Liam Flatley, another young lad, plays the 10 position or can play out wide right, left. We came through the Emerging Talent Programme with myself down in Castlebar. Good player, got good potential. Obviously young, lacks a wee bit of experience, similar to Ryan Curran. He's brought in Sean Houston, who was at Shamrock Row with Bray and Derry City. He's doing really well in pre-season by all accounts. So,
and some might say if Sean Houston was to stay injury-free, Declan, he could be a key signing.
Absolutely. He's a big, strong lad. And he scored 2 goals last week against UCD, so it's, you know, and by all accounts, he's going very, very well.
Well, Sean wants to play in central midfield. I was talking to him and his mother about 6-7 weeks ago in the Everglades Hotel in Derry, and he wants to play centre midfield, and it'll be interesting to see where he plays, because I mean, Cian Coles is a decent left back, so it'll be interesting to see where Sean actually plays.
He's been playing now with midfield for Finn Harps. I would see him in there and playing in there because of his strength. And again, I suppose he's got something to prove. He's coming back and probably hasn't had a run where he's been playing consecutively over a whole season and could do with playing.
I think he was talked about a few years ago as being a decent player, and probably never really kicked on. So he'll obviously have a point to prove.
Well, when I was at Harps, I tried to get Sean. When I was at Harps, the last time I tried to get Sean up here on a number of occasions, and Pat Devlin, his gaffer Bray, was always very reluctant to let him go because he felt he was doing a great job for him, and decent. And the one thing about Sean is he can play in various positions. But the one thing about players in the ins and outs, you know, Liverpool and Manchester United have spent nearly $500 million, and they still need players, and they still need players. Derry need players. Shamrock Rovers need players. Stephen Kenny probably tell you he would like another. You always want something else.
You're always looking for the extra one, the extra bit of class.
The one that's going to make the difference. Yeah. The thing about it is Leicester City, to a certain extent, have broken the mould this year. But in every league, the team with the money compete for titles. 100%. The team who don't have money are fighting relegation.
Well, I think you can predict the league, and I do it every on the budget, you know.
Yeah.
The interesting one for me is Richard Brush. You know, I think you'll agree, for a good goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Now, Brushy's been a good goalkeeper. I brought him into Sligo in 2005. He came from Shrewsbury. He's got a good background. I think he's probably about 31 now.
Where does he live?
He lives in Sligo.
Yeah. Right.
He's originally from around the Birmingham area, but he's a top keeper. Now he had a couple of wrist injuries and stuff like that. I just wonder, is he back to his best? But I certainly think he adds experience. He's won leagues. He's been in cup finals. He's been around the block, and that's going to be a massive thing for your defence.
But it's like, Sean, come back to you know, when you're in Ollie's position and you're in Kenny Shields' position, you have to sign players that ordinarily you wouldn't want to sign.
Yeah.
That
you take chances on players.
And you take
make
chances. Like Derry, I think, have signed the fella Keith Ward.
Yeah, he's always injured.
Well, there you go. He's at five different clubs in the last number of years. But Kenny's in a position, because he doesn't have a lot of money, he has to take a punt.
Yeah.
And you have to do that.
I did the same thing at Dundalk in 2009 when I signed George O'Callaghan. Everybody knew George is a talented player. Mm. Everybody knew there was problems with him.
Yeah.
But you're right, Felix, when your budget dictates and you're getting a player that you maybe know is worth X and you can get him for Y, you think, well, I'll take a chance, I'll have a go.
Yeah. Well, Harps have done that probably with Michael Rafter.
Yeah, there you go.
Where he's a good quality player, would have played international football with 15s, 17s and 19s. Has great pedigree, but has injury problems, you know. But yeah, brings that wee bit of quality in the last third.
And you're hoping that he...
But didn't do it. You know, I saw Michael Rafter, I covered a number of games the year of the playoffs, went on Dundalk, and he did really well in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But he's never kicked on.
No.
He never kicked on. He was, you know, the year he was at Derry, he was, you know, he didn't do it, although... Sometimes I think Michael Rafter might well be, if he stays okay, I think he's going to be in the team every week.
Yeah.
I think that makes a big difference to anybody.
Yeah. I think I was chatting to the lads, what he does is experience, and maybe throughout the whole season, he's very good in his dressing rooms. Yeah. You know, and that's valuable as the season goes on, to have good people in the dressing rooms when things are maybe on a negative
twist.
That you need somebody with a voice outside the manager, because the manager can't be the same voice all the time, so you need people to stand up and be counted for.
Well, it's not just that. I think, and Felix will back us up, if you're managing, you know, sometimes it's difficult to get your message out on the pitch. So I'm sure when you played, you were seen as a leader. So, you know, you'll have players that play for you that you know will get your message across without you even having to tell them.
Sometimes the young ones can surprise you and the older ones can let you down. It swings and roundabouts, to be honest. And sometimes
there's more freedom with the younger players probably as well.
They probably don't think about the fear factor as much. What can go wrong?
There's less baggage with them. But there's so much. I mean, Sean, you know as well that sometimes when you're the manager of the team, there's so many other things you have to.
Yeah,
people just see somebody when they run out of Finn Park or run out of the Brandywell. They don't realise what they've been doing for the last 7 days, and the manager's been dealing with all the crap that goes with it.
And that can
impact as well.
Kenny Shields, it's new territory for him, more so than Ollie Horgan. This is his first stint as a manager in the League of Ireland. Is he the right man for the job? Did Derry get a good man there?
They've got a really experienced football man, you know, and I know Kenny Shields, going back to when I was starting doing my coaching badges. Kenny was one of the assessors with the IFA, so he's got experience at international level, youth level. He's obviously got experience within the Irish League. He had a great experience at Kilmarnock, you know, and I think probably, I actually pumped into Kenny last week up in the Foyle Arena. We had a bit of a chat, you know, and he's excited by the job. So for me, I think they've got a very, very experienced football man. And I think the difference is, I think as Declan said, he's coming into a full-time environment. Mm. So that'll make it easier for him.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'd be more difficult if we're getting into part-time.
Yeah.
But he's with the players every day. He's a very, very experienced man. I'm probably a little bit surprised maybe that he didn't recruit probably one or two players that he was after, but again, that's probably, I don't know.
They don't have the money.
I don't know, you know, his budget.
They
I'm
don't
hearing,
have the money.
You know, he was offering maybe £400-450 a week, so that's competing against, you know, the better players. And the boys around the table know Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers and some Pats and Corks will be paying out a lot more than that, you know. So his hands are tied in that respect, but I think because of that, because of his experience, because of the levels that he's worked at. I think at this moment in time, yeah, he is the right man for the job, because they've tried to go local the last couple of appointments and it hasn't quite worked. How much time he's going to be given, Felix? Maybe because he's not local, he mightn't be given the bye ball that maybe Declan Devine was or some of the others. You know?
See, you can't possibly have success at a football club if you're changing seven or eight players every year. It's going to come back across channel. You know, Stephen Gerrard, Suarez, Sturridge and Carragher all left Liverpool. And in the last 18 months, Liverpool have brought in about 14 players, 15. How many of them have been successful? And yet they've lost probably two world-class players and two other decent players.
Yeah.
That's Liverpool. And they're finding it difficult.
And they're paying millions on players.
Yeah, and they're paying millions.
I think it means
Roddy Collins came into Derry. Says he wasn't going to bring journeymen in. Said they had the best youth structure in the country. Didn't play any of the young fellas and brought in all journeymen. And he left the club in a mess, which Peter Hutton went into. And he needed more experience to deal with it and needed a whole lot of other things to happen. And it was difficult to sort the place out. Now, Higgsy went in and the team were actually better. Peter at times they were unlucky with the results and Higgsy commanded really well. And he had the sense to walk away because it's incredibly difficult. And Kenny's come in. Where's any money? You know, a guy's left and tripled his wages somewhere else.
He's bought well. Like, I mean, Patterson's a good buyer.
Yes, look,
absolutely.
Patterson's a good player. Well, to be honest, and there's baggage with Patterson.
To be honest, he's taken.
But he scores your goals, Declan.
The thing about it is, if you talk to people, right? If you talk to people, and dressing rooms are vital. If he doesn't change, if Rory Patterson doesn't change,
it can be a problem, you're right.
It can be a serious problem in the dressing room. And it was a serious problem in the dressing room before with all the managers.
But Felix, when he left, they missed his goals.
But the thing about it is, Sean, is I think in his last year he scored 17 goals. 8 of them were penalties.
Yeah.
And there was 2 or 3 hat-tricks. So when you take the individual goals, when you look at it from that way, there was only 4 or 5 games where he scored a goal.
But I think the other thing is the opposition will worry about
it.
It's a threat.
It's an absolute threat. I like Gareth McGlynn coming back as well. I thought before he left, he was very, very
I think
good.
My worry is, can he recreate what he did back then? He's been away and his age. But going back to your point, yes, I think Kenny's the right man because he has a wide range of experiences within the game. He's a very well respected coach. He's a good coach. I've seen him work.
Kenny's a great fella. Real football fella. Real football fella. Lives and breathes the game. And he likes his players to play the right way as well.
They will do, and they'll be organised.
I think he's had his eyes opened already. And he was going to find it difficult.
Okay.
He is going to find it difficult.
Right, well, we'll have a look at who, if anyone, can challenge Dundalk this season in the Premier Division in the next part of our programme. You can join us then.